welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you could join me today. And I just want to, before I begin the message the Lord's placed on my heart, I just want to take some time for prayer and ministry to you, because that's the purpose of this broadcast, not only to share the word of the Lord, but to allow the Holy Spirit to touch you deeply wherever you need healing or joy or peace in your mind and your healing in your body. God wants to minister to you. And even in the midst of sorrow and trouble in the world, which we're faced with on a daily basis, those who know their God are drawing ever closer to the Lord and tasting of His goodness in a new measure of joy and intimacy. In this hour, we're living in the last days, He's bringing, as the Word says, many sons to glory as partakers of His divine nature. Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath foreordained that we should walk in them." Beloved brother and sister, when you were born, God began a precious work in your life. And what was that work? He's forming the very image of His Son in you, the very image and character of Jesus. You are unlike any person who's ever lived. You're unique to yourself, and you're fashioned in His love. God has great plans for you, for each and every one of us, no matter what your age. Your adversary, the devil, think back at your life. He did everything he could to oppose the work of the Holy Spirit in your life when you were born again. And of course, before that time, he did all he could to prevent you from coming to Christ. The devil now attempts to counter the efforts of the Holy Spirit to bring forth that inner man which is created after the righteousness of Christ Jesus. But beloved, I've got good news. He cannot succeed. Regardless of what you're facing today, regardless of the things that you've gone through, the rejection, the hurts, the sorrows, the weaknesses, the failures, the condemnation over the years, God wants you free from every snare and every fetter of the evil one, past as well as present. Realize those areas the enemy has had you in bondage, and when you do, call out to the Lord, for then as you do that and trust Him for His delivering power, His truth will set you free. Just as He did for the Apostle Paul, God will deliver you from every evil work and preserve you unto His kingdom. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 15 says, "You've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but rather the spirit of adoption." God wants to renew you in the spirit of your mind so that you will put on the new man, who is the real you, which is after God and is created in righteousness and true holiness. Let's join our hearts in prayer, if you will. Father, we thank You for the privilege we have to gather together every day at this time. And Lord, You see the needs and heart's desires of every listener that You have tuned into this broadcast. Father, You see each and every individual need. And because You are God, Lord, sometimes it seems the prayers we pray are general, but I believe, Holy Spirit, You are able to take even what one would say is a general prayer and make it effective and highly working in benefit and in behalf of the whatever that particular need is. And so, Lord, I'm just asking you to just pour your grace and mercy upon your beloved. I take authority over the work of the enemy. I bind his works, and I loose, Father, the power and the working of the Holy Spirit to deliver, to set free, to bring joy. Father, that sorrow, Lord, there's a mother right now who is just grieving in her heart because of a loss of a family member. Lord, I'm asking you to just comfort and just give that healing balm to soul and spirit that only you can do. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that for those who know the Lord, death is just, it's a temporary parting, but Lord, we'll once again be reunited with loved ones. Lord, I ask you to minister to that brother that has had pain in the shoulder area, Lord, going down into his left arm, and Lord, just there's a discomfort in muscles, and Lord, he doesn't know what it is, but Lord, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus to release your healing virtue in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for it. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. Hear now the words of your Creator. Before you took your first breath, before I fashioned you in the womb, I had a plan for your life that reaches into eternity. Your time here is preparation for the endless life that awaits you when we are together face to face. That which you accomplish on this earth is an everlasting memorial before me. I'm so pleased with your good works and all that you've done in my name in serving me. Even when it was hard in your flesh, you've been willing to step out in faith and allow me to use you beyond the ways you would have chosen. Has it not been so? As you look back at your life, realize how you have allowed the Holy Spirit to water that good seed, and you've brought forth pleasant fruit, for you have been a good tree. Yet, my beloved, there is much more. I am hastening the process of perfection in your life to increase your fruitfulness and bring great glory to your God. This day I begin to call forth out of the very depths of your being the fullness of those hidden, hallowed talents, those capacities and giftings that I've placed within you by my design. Receive my words now in the measure of faith that I have given you. Your faith right now is enough. Listen closely. Listen attentively to the promptings of my Spirit, for I will open new ways and new doors to you. Begin to move and watch me honor the trust you've placed in me. Refuse to believe anything my word does not say about you. You can do all things through me. You are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. I have provided my word that you may be victorious in every situation as you respond in faith and walk in the Spirit. The hour is coming, beloved, in which no man can work, and so I am doing a quick work in my people. Rejoice, for the fullness of your divine destiny shall unfold as you hearken to my words. My plan for you, beloved, is joy unspeakable and full of glory, says your God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for your words of spirit and life. Thank you, my Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Well, it's been a blessing to pray with you and for you. And now, with the Lord's help, I'd like to begin sharing some scripture. I'm going to be reading Galatians from the third chapter, verse 6. And we're going to be talking about Abraham, who was called the friend of God. There, in that scripture reference, Galatians 3:6, the word says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they who are of faith, the same are the sons of Abraham. Now, the Living Bible translates Galatians 3:5 this way, I ask you again, does God give you the power of the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you as a result of your trying to obey the Jewish laws? No, of course not. It is when you believe in Christ and fully trust Him. Abraham had the same experience. God declared him fit for heaven only because he believed God's promises. You can see from this that the real children of Abraham are all the men of faith who truly trust in God. Beloved, Abraham stands out as one of the most faithful examples of what a New Testament Christian ought to be in Christ. Abraham desired more than anything else to know God's will as well as to do it. Paul is basically saying here, in essence, remember Abraham, see his life. Now, as we look at the life of Abraham, I don't know about you, but I certainly can't identify. He wasn't perfect. He had the same faults as men do today. He had the same conflicting feelings towards situations as we might do. He suffered mixed emotions about things, just like we do. He really wanted to obey God, but many times he did disobey. He doubted. There were times when he faced the situation with bravery and boldness, but sometimes he faced a situation when he was in fear. We can see Abraham's motives were usually correct, but there were times when he did the wrong thing to achieve success in a certain situation. Abraham, beloved, he's a brilliant signpost for every Christian today. He was human. He made mistakes. But he was always traveling a course toward God. His eyes were on Jehovah and Jesus Christ. With somewhat limited knowledge of God, Abraham discovered the will of God for his life, and he wasn't satisfied with anything else. There's a scripture reference I'd like to read, found in Isaiah, the 41st chapter, verse 8. I'll start at 8. But thou Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Isn't that precious? God calls Abraham his friend. Well, we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I'm glad you could join me today, and I look forward to having you join me tomorrow. And if you have prayer needs, I, as always, invite you to write and share those needs. No one sees your letters at all, ever, and I will be the one who reads and answers and send back to you whatever will be a blessing to your heart. I know that. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.